It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
It is the feeling that you bring forward. It is your emotional connection that really sets the tone for what is going to be happening to you and for you. And you know that feeling when you touch it. It just spreads through you. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, it's Summer, and a quick request before we jump into the show. If you like this podcast, the number one reason Flow Dreaming has grown is because of your reviews. People rely on your opinion, and frankly, they often misunderstand Flow Dreaming. The only way to correct that is through you leaving a few words about the program. So pop over to iTunes or your podcast app and write a review. It means so much to me when you do. Now, on to the show. Hello, loves. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. We are in for a great episode today on finding the gift. Finding the gift. So here's what inspired me. I did a 3-day deep intensive workshop a few weeks ago in Flow. You might have heard me talking about it in some of our previous episodes. And one of the things that emerged, because, you know, I write all these notes and I generally know where I'm going to lead people, but it's like just depending on what the room needs, what this group is collectively, you know, why they gathered, why they aligned, what they came for. The teachings can go really in any direction. You know, it's really just kind of inspired and guided. And one of the things that came up was this idea of your gift, finding the gift. And it's a much bigger topic than I can explore here. So I'm just going to break it down to one little facet of it, one shiny piece of what it means to find your gift in life. And it is probably not what you think it is. So we're going to jump into that today. But before we do, quick little shout out. Me School is still open. But not for long. We are about to shut it down and close up, button up this class. So you'll want to get in under the wire if you've been thinking about it. Otherwise, if you're listening to this, as a podcast, and it could be months away, just go check the website and see what state we're in. other than that, I'm taking a little resty, a little breaky break from all this action and activity. I have a lot of ideas that have been percolating, thoughts, things that I want to create and make. I'm feeling my creative self, you know, chomping at the bit right now. So I'm probably going to go into a little creative hibernation for a bit, maybe get back to some of my juicy bloggy type newsletters and just see what emerges. I have a feeling that 2017 is going to develop in a new direction, go different places this year than it has in the last few. So I can't wait to see. Oops, did you hear my computer? Look at that. I forgot to turn it down. Let me do that. For any of you who are listening and new to this program, yes, I'm like the podcaster in the garage type person, except I'm doing it in the office space, my home office. So you get to hear things like my cell phone going off, which reminds me I need to put it in its drawer right now. That you heard that. I get to put the towels in the dryer and then turn them off so you can't hear them banging through the wall. Sometimes you hear my cat knock things over. It's just what you get. It's, I don't know, I think part of the not needing to be so perfect helps free me to just go and explore. Anyway, that's a great topic for another show. Letting yourself not be perfect so you can have more room to wander. But today, let's get to finding your gift. What does it mean? So many of you know I went through breast cancer in the last 18 months. I did full treatment. I went both orthodox and alternative. I married the two, and it was like bringing together two people who really don't get along, but I did it somehow because I know my body needed both. And so for me, I had a big challenge. How do I look at cancer as a gift? How do I wrap my head around it so that I don't feel it's something that's taking from me, breaking me down, pulling me away, getting me, in other words, out of my power? Now, most of you aren't facing anything nearly so humongous, but these things that take you out of your power, that you feel angry about, you feel frustrated about, are unfair, aren't working for you, we want to look at those from a different perspective. I call this a reframe. Instead of seeing them as things that break you down and take something away from you, I want you to play today with this idea that they're actually giving something to you instead. They are giving you something. They are giving you a gift. Your job is to find it. And yeah, on the surface, it can feel like, oh, you're just looking for the sunny side of life. You're just looking for the silver lining. Yes, but I'm doing it for a very important reason. Because when you allow something to pull from you, to take from you, when you start spewing negative thoughts, negative feelings, emotions into your flow around something, it's like a big drain. Your energy is draining out of you. Your power is literally draining out of you into resisting and being upset about and being angry about that particular thing. You following? So instead of allowing that to happen, allowing yourself to be broken and further broken and broken more every single day by this thing that is not working for you, that you hate, that you resent, that's driving you crazy, that's not what you expected, not what you wanted, not what you paid for, all kinds of feelings like that. Instead of looking at it like that, what if instead you say, what's in this for me? What gift is my flow giving to me through this adventure? What gift is my flow giving me through this adventure? Notice how when you switch into that feeling state, that curiosity, already that flow out from you starts to reduce. Eventually, you want it to stop altogether. My job is to teach you how to be in your power, your inner emotional power, your co-creational power, your mastery over life, over your future. That's my job. Your job is to say, all right, fine, I'll stop hating this thing. Right, but I'll try. And furthermore, I'm going to look and see why my flow gifted me this. Because if my flow gifted me with this right now, at this particular point in my life, this thing that's driving me crazy, upsetting me, I do trust that there is a good and divine reason for it, because I recognize I can't trust life just half the time and not trust it the rest of the time. Gotta trust it all the time. That means if I've been gifted this right now, I'm ready to tackle it. I'm ready to get on top of it. I'm ready to level up from it. If I wasn't being gifted with this challenge, I wouldn't be ready for up-leveling through it. Do you follow? It's like a kid who studies for tests all year but never, ever, ever gets the test. After a while, that would drive me crazy more than anything. I'd say, God, I've been studying for this test for like 15 years and I'm never getting any opportunity to see how I'm doing with it. If flow is administering the test to you right now, if it is giving you that gift, what it's saying is you are ready. You have passed everything else to this certain point, and now you're here. You're ready. And we're going to give it to you because we think you're ready to go through it. So what happens when you start to embrace this test, embrace this thing in your life? At first, you struggle. It's this thing that keeps coming round and round. And, you know, it's probably part of some pattern. Just saying, we can look at that later. But this thing that keeps coming round and round, and now here it is again. And Flo is saying, great, good job. You're ready. You're ready again. And we're going to give you the opportunity to move through it because that's what we do. Because we know what's on the other side of that. Bliss, joy, acceptance, peace, transparency, vulnerability, success, connection. All of those things are on the other side of this. What if you could never have this experience, this feeling, this negative reaction, this trigger ever, ever, ever again in your life? What if you were completely and totally freed from it? How many of you would shoot your hand up in the air? Yeah, I want that. I would love to be totally and completely, absolutely free from ever feeling triggered about this again, from ever feeling bad about myself again, ever feeling not good enough, ever feeling jealous, ever feeling it's not fair, ever feeling whatever that thing is. I would raise my hand. Yeah, free me from that, please. Free me from that. I don't want one more ounce of my life, my mindset, my emotional space, even my parenting as a mom, my ability to be in a relationship. They're all impacted by this. If I could get rid of this, I would be better across the board. Yes, help me get rid of this. Help me be free from it. So Flo answers, says, we're helping you. We're helping you. Here's the thing. What's the gift in it? Now, this is the key. The gift in it is that beautiful kernel in this situation that was triggering you in the first place. Look at it like a beautiful golden kernel. It's right there. It's in the situation. It's inside all of that negativity. It's just glowing in there. That's the gift, the piece you want to look for. How can I change my feelings about this so that I'm never triggered again? So I'm at total peace with this. So that I can embrace it instead of resisting it. So I can go into it with my arms open instead of fighting and kicking and scratching like I have been. Now, by embrace, I don't mean accepting. Like, yeah, I'll take all the negativity and I'll just be a martyr and I'll just, no. Different kind of embrace. Totally, totally different. What I'm saying is, instead of allowing that power to leak out of you through negativity, when you embrace, what you're saying is, I am powerful in this. I am so powerful in this. I'm curious to see just how powerful I am in this. I can be anyone I want in this. I can say and do whatever I need to say and do in this. If I'm ready to heal and release this, I am putting it down once and for all. If this person or thing is really getting under my skin, what can I do differently this time in this situation so that I can find the gift? Who would I have to be? What would I have to do? For some of you, it's going to mean a really challenging and difficult conversation. It's going to mean standing in your power in a way you've never done before. For some of you, it'll mean taking a risk and flying and possibly failing, possibly being wrong. For some of you, it'll mean opening your heart, allowing yourself to be loved, taking a chance, letting somebody see you, help you, and give to you. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something that you will change and you will do differently this time because you are determined to find the gift in this. The gift is the piece that uplevels you. The gift is the reason for the whole situation. The gift is what eventually says to you now, you are freed from this forever in your life. You just freed yourself. You broke the chain. You broke the chain. There is no more. That was it. You did it. Next time this thing comes around, it won't align to you because you're going to be someone else aligning to different things. You will be totally freed from this trigger. How does that sound? Pretty good. Now, this is where you get scared sometimes. But Summer, that sounds scary and hard. And what if it's difficult and my life falls apart and my spouse leaves me and my children never talk to me and my boss fires me and I know it's a long, long, long list. I want you to take all of those fears, close your eyes and just smash them up on a little ball. right? Compress them. Put your hands together in the air. Take all of those fears, crush them together in a little ball of energy, a little gray, fuzzy ball. And then toss it away from you. Physically, do it. Toss it away from you. Those fears are always lingering. Those fears are what keep you in your resistance. They're what keep you in the cycle. They are not your friends. They are not helping you. In fact, if you continue to experiencing them, they are what is going to assure that this cycle comes around again. Because they're telling you, don't do it, don't solve it, don't go there, keep being triggered, keep being angry, keep being frustrated. Because the pain of solving it will be bigger than the pain of staying in it. Don't listen to them. Here's the other thing you can do. Access your flow. Go into your flow. Hey, flow, I'm going to flow dream around this. And here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to get rid of those lack thoughts that it's going to be overwhelming, difficult, my life is going to crumble into a million tiny pieces. Instead, flow, I know you're gentle with me. You're perfect with me. You're like a parent teaching their child to ice skate for the first time, holding their hand. You're not going to kick me down the ice and make me face plant and break an arm. No, you're going to hold my hand and we're going to take the little steps. And you know that as I get stronger and more clear and better, you're going to speed up a little bit with me and you're going to take me until I get to that place where I'm actually completely managing this, in control of this, on top of this, getting this deeply and all the way. That's what I'm going to ask my flow for. Why wouldn't flow give that to you? Why would you expect that it would be the hurtful, awful parent? Has that been your experience before? You can change that. Ask for the benevolent, loving parent. Ask for flow. So for those of you new to flow dreaming, I know I keep referencing you because I never know who's listening to this program for the first time. Have you figured out? It's not about meditation, is it? It's about personal development, personal growth. It's about accessing the universe, accessing energy, accessing your emotional power, learning a new language that you communicate to the universe with. Flow dreaming is a technique, and I will teach it to you. I'm happy to teach it to you. In fact, go to my website at flowdreaming.com, and you're going to find there a form that says sign up, and I'll send you a kit. It's an introduction to flow dreaming. It's a how-to flow dream kit. It's worth about $100, but I just keep giving it out free because I just feel like the value is so great. I will teach you how to do this technique, how to integrate this practice into your life. It's emotional reconditioning. It's how to speak, create, co-create with the universe, with your future, manifest, all rolled up together. It is beautiful. And when you start to become a flow dreaming practitioner, you also start to bring the philosophy of flow in your life because it starts to make sense. So go check that out and get it. What we're going to do next is go to a quick break. Then when we get back, I'm going to give you the experience of flow dreaming. We're going to do a brief flow dream, around 10 minutes or so, that's going to get you into that state where you are feeling happy and proud to be experiencing your gift. Full reframe. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Hi, it's summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming? And what is Me School? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me School is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life. The way I think, The way I build things, make things, heal things, everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right, I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back. We are going to go into flow now. I say this every time, but I have to. This is not meditation, and it's not hypnosis. It's not affirmations. This is a technique. You should feel emotionally engaged. You may or may not see imagery. That's up to you, but I welcome you to use your imagination to drop into this particular, peculiar state I call flow. This is an experience. If you may or may not be doing it right, depending on if you've done this before, go to the website, and that way you can find out how to actually do it. Let's get dropped in, though, right now, into flow, into alignment. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath all the way in and down to the bottom of your abdomen. Releasing your breath now, and dropping your shoulders. Roll your neck. Loosen your jaw. Feel your forehead relax. You're in flow. You're letting yourself go, releasing control, releasing any feeling of needing to cling on. Instead, you feel, you see beautiful waving, rippling energy. It wants to catch you, wants you to rest on it like you're resting on a cloud. You're fully supported. If you release into this light, this flowing energy of time and space, well, you laugh. You think, I'm already released into it. Every second that ticks forward, my body has fully released itself into time and space. It is moving forward right now without my even being aware of it. Now I'm going to let the rest of myself move with that too. So it's not just my body and mind, but all of me in a state of trust. I will have another moment. I will have another moment. I will have another moment and another, and I can relax. It's all right. It is all perfect. I am in a perfect and right state. And everything in my life, if I pretend I can see out from me into this vast space around me, wherever I find myself, if I see those things in my life, that I'm wondering, are you perfect? Why are you here? Why this? Why this situation? Why this person? Why this decision? Why this thing that fell into my lap? What is that? I notice and allow the feelings to come up around it of doubt or anger, upset. And I begin to notice what I've been pouring. Pouring. Like pouring milk out of a carton, I've been pouring emotions toward this situation. What are they? I notice these emotions feel unhappy, negative, disappointed, sad, guilty, upset. Now I'm looking at this situation as this beautiful trigger. Look at that. You were able to get all of these things from me. Oh my goodness, I allowed that. I allowed you, this situation, this thing, to pull from me all of my worst feelings. Well, we're going to stop that right now. You can't have that from me anymore. I'm not going to give you that from me. I'm not going to give you that part of me. You can't rule me, run me, force me like that. I don't need to react to you. I'm shutting that off. I am shutting off that fountain. I am shutting off that faucet. I see and feel myself shutting it off right now. Crank, crank, crank. Around it turns. Now I look at this thing, and I feel just a beautiful sense of peace. Like I can view it, an outsider, detached. Still, I see and know it's here for something. It's doing something. It was gifted to me to see how I would respond. I want to uplevel from you. I want to free myself from you. I want to stay in my power with you. And that is how I feel from now on, from here forward. That is what I want. That's who I am. I'm going to extract the gift from you. And I see that gift more and more clearly, more closely, every single day. Here it is. Here's the gift. Oh, here's the gift. Here's the gift. This gift is emerging from the situation like a beautiful shimmering light starting to peek through the darkness. A light that begins to light me up. My life up, my thoughts up, and my heart. I accept you, gift. Show yourself. Because this is where we're going next. And that's the feeling, the final feeling. You offer flow. I accept the gift. Thank you. And now you notice. You return. Back your awareness to your body, feeling once again here, present, and you open your eyes. And there you have it. That was a very brief flow dream, but it takes you into the heart of this shift. It's a shift. It's a reframe. I hope you experienced it. It was brief. But if you want longer flow dreams, just go to the shop at flowdreaming.com. I have several playlists there surrounding the areas of releasing the past, releasing grief, releasing anger. I have playlists around turning things away from negativity, creating protection and strength. Look them up. And then continue practicing around this. If you do, it will change and shift. Because when you are in flow and in alignment and creating like that, you're making something very real. And it stays with you. And your job is to create more and more and more of it until it becomes such a big part of you that now you are aligning to that new, good, yummy stuff instead of what you used to be. All right, so there we have it. That wraps up today's program. I hope you hope you got a little kernel of value out of that. And I will see you all again next week, same time, same place. My love goes to you. Keep on flow dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing intuitive and a medium and super, super funny. Search the words Dear Venus in your podcast directory or online, and that way you can find her too.